past. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're gonna win at the borders. We're gonna win, and we're gonna keep winning, and we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
August 27th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated, and it keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, call in every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m., Central Standard Time at 641-793. 2531, or go to your computer and just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click the little green arrow, and you can hear live The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, and virus recovery expert. Folks, we're seeing it play out right in front of our eyes. The deep state is going down. The dollar is going down. The old system is all going down, and it's a great thing. I've been so happy about, and they're trying to bring back a new pandemic with a new variant, and that's another lie. It's not a new variant at all. They've had that strain that they developed in the laboratory, just like the original COVID-19 strain, and so they're trying to scare everybody all over again. I don't think it's going to work. I mean, you know, fool me once, you're the fool. Fool me twice, I'm the fool. And I don't think people are going to be fooled anymore in getting that vax. But I listened to a really good rundown on all this by Dr. David Martin. Seth Wholehouse, the Man of America video that he runs, and he interviewed David Martin, and I took notes, and, you know, David Martin had a real uplifting message, and I'm going to go over some of that with you right now. He says that the genuine humanity is flourishing against the compost of the old system that are now like a cage rabid animal. It's on his last breath. That's what he said. Of the latest pandemic that's rolling up, he said it's a re-up of the COVID hoax. David says this is a behavior modification exercise. This is not about a pandemic. There is no health emergency. He's right. There is no health emergency to be declared. Allegedly, the new variant, which we're supposed to be told is now circulating in 26% of the population, the Eris variant, is actually not a variant. It's actually not only planned, but if you look at the clinical trials for the multivalent injection being developed by Novavax, BioNTech, and Moderna, we'll see it is that all three of those companies, the alleged variant, which is a new variant of concern, they say, was known for a long time before the variant of concern even existed, because it actually entered clinical trials before it was in the population. The fact of the matter is, remember, and I've said so many times, there's never a COVID pandemic. There never was a SARS-CoV-2, the novel virus. There never was any of these things. There was a behavior modification exercise, David says, to fulfill the objective of the financial interests that were being served. And let's remember that the quote, you know, fulfill the financial interests of being served, and keep saying this quote over and over again, because no one is still admitting that the criminals acknowledge their own crime. Until the pandemic is at an emergency threshold, the public doesn't understand the need for medical countermeasures such as, you know, the coronavirus and pan-influenza vaccine and the mask. We need the media to create the hype, he said. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get the real issues going, he said. Investors will follow if they see the profit at the end of the process. That's what it's all about, money. This is a quote from Peter Daszak. That's a quote was made in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, published in 2015. He said, we need the media to pump up the fear, to pump up, you know, what I just said, you know, got to have the mask and, you know, the boogeyman is coming around. And then the investors will come around and buy into the stocks of those companies like Pfizer and so forth. That's the way they did it the first time. That's the way they're doing it now. And this admission of terrorism is what the Biden administration is engaging in. And it's domestic terrorism 2.0. And the reason why it is because the Biden administration could have never won an election in an open conversation. I want you to listen very carefully right now, ladies and gentlemen, to the point that David makes, because nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about the real motive and the real instigation of how to get all this stuff going with these pandemics. No one would have elected Biden as president. No one would have ever elected a Democratic ticket if people are not glued to their television sets under the lockdowns. He said by the time they launch all this and create this boogeyman in the media, it's going to be about election time. You know, the administration of Trump that allowed these things to happen was administered by who? Anthony Fauci, Alex Azar, the treasonous individuals in chief whose sole purpose was to get people out of the public conversation, out of the debates, out of meeting, you know, 6 feet apart, you know, and wearing masks, get them out of the conversations and bonding and talking to people about matters of state or anything else. And I quote, he says, getting people addicted to the TV, getting them in front of the MSNBC, the criminal co-conspirator, and NBC, a criminal co-conspirator, and CNN, a criminal co-conspirator, get them in front of the propaganda machine, and voila, behold, you actually overthrow a government, which is exactly what they want to do in round two. As it turns out, the Democrats will win in a state-controlled flux election where people are masked and have people at the polls standing 6 feet apart and has the election process done in digital platforms, you know, mail-in ballots, which will not and cannot be audited for authentic performance. So guess what? It's the game plan. And remember, nobody's sick right now. People are actually dying of the effects of the hyperaccelerated of cancers from the pseudo delirium that causes cancer that was in the vaccines that has the virus that causes cancer in it. People are dying of myocarditis because of the graphene oxide in the vaccines. But nobody's sick right now or catching a flu or anything like that. But they are dying from the vaccines, no question about it. So remember, this is domestic terrorism. It is so very clear, a terrorist act by the head of state, which is the reason why in the Constitution we had a provision that said that when the government is no longer in service to the people, we have within our rights to replace the government. Dr. Martin continues. He says, the bummer is, if you get a shot, you were coerced into doing it. And you still got the thing that they said was going to protect you from it. It's kind of hard to buy off on the lie the next time around. So what's all this mean? It means that the draconian lockdown pressures, the suppression of freedom of speech, you know, 6 feet apart and wearing a mask, the suppression of freedom of movement, you know, stay in place, shelter in place in your house, has scaled up, and not surprisingly, one of the first places they're going to do it is in transportation. That's why they have in airports, you got to wear all the masks. And TSA, you know, ask you to wear a mask or if you got the vaccine and things like that. TSA is going to be the front line because, as it turns out, the Department of Homeland Security touches more humans at TSA than at any other place. So TSA is going to be the front line of Terra Battle 2.0. And the fact of the matter is, while it is unfortunate to be sure, the United States is going to be standing much more alone this time because the rest of the world, in fact, the World Health Organization outright has said this is not an emergency. This is actually a variant, they say, of concern, but it's not an emergency. So the rest of the world is not going to go along with it, but they're after the United States. That's what the deep state's trying to take out. They don't want Trump to come back in there. They want to skew the election so much so Biden comes back in. Trump doesn't win. So ironically, this is clear evidence that the United States used this in the first instance to disrupt the electoral process, and they're going to use it again. And the Biden administration can't win on its own. They can't win a fair fight. There's no way people are going to vote for Joe Biden in a fair election. The Democrats can't win a fair fight, so what do? They change the playing field. Oh, you got to mask up. You got to stand six feet apart. No, it's not an emergency. It's a variant of concern. And the media is going to hype it up, and everybody in America, at least 30% of them, are going to buy into it and get that vax all over again. So they have to change the playing field to win this second time around for this next election. David says that the World Economic Forum, operating through the United Nations and the World Health Organization, won't be able to get their pandemic treaty passed unless the Democrats win the 2024 election. They're saying the Democrats have to win for the United States. The code is sovereignty. That's a quote. That's what they're saying. Dr. Martin goes on to say that 30% of the population would slavishly submit to the most extreme and farcical commands. 30% of the population are those who go along to get along, and 30% of the population have said hell no from day one. The middle third is the swing vote, and they will determine the world's fate. He says that the CDC lies about the vaccination compliance, saying that it never got up to 80%, while it's probably more likely only 68%. He says that one third of the population will say hell no, and is still not awake. He says we should be increasing pressure on the school boards, on public officials, on election officials, and say, we dare you to bring back a mandate. We dare you to bring back a mandate for our kids in school. We dare you, because we are not going to be the agencies of domestic terrorism, and we are not going to watch it happen. Not on our watch. So at least one third are going to say hell no with that and fight it all the way. But the criminals won't stop. Dr. Martin says he wouldn't be surprised if the globalist stage a fake alien invasion in October using Project Firesign, which is one such script allegedly concocted by advisors to the Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, according to the 7-page documented title Salvage Program, leaked by Anonymous, the hacker group, in October 2016. This Project Firesign involves deploying advanced directed energy weapons that disrupt areas of the human brain in tandem with military-grade hologram projection technology to produce a fake but realistically seeming alien ships and an invasion with direct energy weapons creating destruction so people would believe the blue beam out there of fake illusionary ships flying around. But then when things are getting destroyed on the ground with the direct energy weapons, people believe it when the news media hypes it up, saying, oh, they're here, the aliens are going to attack. As crazy as it sounds, the strategy was to scare people away from the polls in 2016 and keep them from voting for Trump. That was the plan that helped Hillary win, but they never could pull it off. There are many reasons the White Hats didn't let him pull that off. They didn't want Hillary to come in as president. They didn't want to go into World War III right away. I'll continue with what the document says, this Project Firesign. It says the visual cues are augmented with pulse electro-frequency electromagnetic emissions. See Project Sagan that attacked the specific areas of the prefrontal cortex that are stimulated during the religious experience. In limited tests, subjects have been able to be overwhelmed in both axes of the vastness, overwhelming the subject's frame of reference as well as a powerful need for accommodation. All of a sudden, they get real lonely and helpless when this part of the brain is attacked with this advanced energy. The ability to produce these effects across 23% of the continental United States is the object of Project Firesign, and field tests in the Levant have proven successful. The aftermath of Project Firesign would be the psychological subjugation of areas where uprisings are likely to occur. The induced trauma of Firesign will provide ample cover to the government and the NGOs, that's non-governmental organizations. They're funded by people like George Soros, and they will be providing aid, that is psychotraumatics, to induce more docility to get people home feeling more helpless, and counseling services which will ensure further domestication. Oh yeah, that was part of the plan to mobilize all these counselors for the helpless people when this part of their brain quits working and they can't pray and they have this endless closed loop of hopelessness that plays over and over again in their brain. So, I need to go and talk to somebody. When I first read this in 2016, Dr. Martin said, he said it seemed like too outlandish to be believable. I thought it was a hoax. After everything we've gone through with the globalist medical fascism since 2021, it may be very real, he says. David continues to say, he says, I think we will do ourselves a massive favor if we sat back for a moment and contemplated the fact that we are reacting to the activities of a quivering, reflexive only, non-cognitive, functional corpse. He's talking about the deep state. Now, that doesn't mean this corpse can't cause damage. It doesn't mean that it can't flail about. It doesn't mean it should not be feared. You know, you corner a wounded bear, you better watch out. So the deep state is already dead, according to David. He said, I'm really, really surprised at how many people tell me that they have faith in some kind of giant cosmic order, still cower in fear at AI or artificial intelligence or the New World Order or whatever else. He says, people of faith still fear AI and the New World Order. But David says, who cares? The New World Order is dead. And he's right. It has been declared dead already. It actually knows it's dead. It's on its last gasp trying to save itself. And guess what? It's dead. Because you know what? The dollar is going down. And that's a good thing, because then the globalists don't have any power anymore. When the dollar falls, the globalists are out of business. Why do you see so many countries joining the BRICS? This is why. David continues. He says, and we would do ourselves a big favor by going and looking at it frail around, you know, this wounded bear, and thrash about. Look at its nonsense. Look at, and it's still trying to run. Look at it, and it's still trying to do the weird things that it's doing, but it's really dead. Most countries have left and quit using the dollar in the world. He says the only tool they have is fear. And if you get rid of the fear, then none of the other matters. And I agree with all this and the musings that many of the people who set this genocidal plan in motion are already dead. They've either been locked up or arrested. And we're seeing, what we're seeing is just the inertia behind it before it lost its life. I've been reporting over and over again every week about how the White Hats are locking up. They locked up and got the Pfizer CEO, and they're going to put him on a tribunal, and he will hang. They already hung the real Bill Gates, but they put out a clone, and everybody think, you know, the people, that other one-third, think the Bill Gates is just fine, but it's a clone. Dr. Martin continues. He says, I would like to remind people of their own language sometimes, because I think many people of faith forget that we actually are told that these kinds of things happen, and the reason why the Old Testament is filled with minor prophets is because this happens over and over again. He's got a really good point. He's got a really good point, because frankly, I mean, I like the Bible, but I believe more in the New Testament. I believe in Matthew more than anything else. That's what Jesus said. So I believe in that. But the Old Testament's got too much dogma in it, you know? And fear and brimstone and all this. And that's what the deep state is playing on. They're playing on that fear and mimicking what they're saying. So they're calling, you know, aliens the devil, and the devil's going to have his day, and blah, blah, blah. So they'll have that fake alien invasion. Well, they're playing on those fears. Anything to keep those fears alive. But you just got to just turn away, walk away, and just be separate from fear. Don't even let it be a part of you. And if you don't have fear in your life, hey, you only have God's love. That's the great thing about removing fear. Because with fear there's no place for love. But if you don't have fear, then love comes back in full force. He talks about the Anthony Fauci 4.0, 5.0, 6.0. Talking about all Anthony Fauci's clones. And he says, you've got to do this and read the book of Judges and realize this has been around for a long time when you see the acts and what Anthony Fauci's doing. But Dr. Martin said the problem is we're still not learning. Most of the population, that one-third, just won't stop being a robot. We're still giving in to fear. We're still giving in to the notion that with this tiny little population of helpless people who are all, we're just the last ragtag band of people standing for freedom. No, we're not. There's a huge population in the world that are standing for freedom. Dr. Martin continues, said, if you know the thing that's coming to you with terror is a thing that you don't have to fear, then its power goes away the minute you stop fearing it. So don't fear it, he says. There's absolutely nothing to fear other than the inadequacy and selflessness and the greed that you have within yourself, because the only thing that you can take away and take from, they can take from you are the illusions and the perceptions, and that you decide to stand in the way of your essence. You buy into those illusions and all of a sudden you get more fear. Your perceptions get altered, and I talk about mind control on every show. This is how they do it. You don't need to go on a cruise. You don't need to escape or go anywhere. You don't need a job you already hate. You don't need a fly on an airplane to take you to a place you don't need to go. You don't need to do any of these things. You just have to realize they're trying to coerce you. Now, Dr. Martin has addressed the European Union Parliament with a 21-minute address he gave. I think it was in October. It's been downloaded over 4 billion times. It's the biggest downloaded video in history. He says we will be back before the EU Parliament in September 13th this year. He's going to give another speech, and he told them over and over again, don't fear this pandemic. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to, if you give into it, you're just buying into their scheme. David says we need to be together now. We need to actually turn off all this digital addiction, turn off the TV, and get with people. You get with people in your church. Get with people in your club. Get together. Have dinners. Because that's where the magic happens. And he's so right. He is so right. Because with all this distraction, it's keeping us from our real selves and keeping us from enjoying ourselves together. I see my friends at the gym and we have a good time. That's my little escape on a daily basis. But you know, the times have finally changed. You've got to decide, are you going to be that one-third that says hell no? Or are you going to be that one-third that just keeps following orders? Got to make up your mind, folks. Because right now, classical medicine is not able anymore to keep up and compete with the health challenges that mankind is facing nowadays, as our own environment becomes extensively polluted and destroyed by our own species. And fortunately, people are starting to wake up and creating interest in alternative and complementary modalities to protect and regain their own health. Most importantly, healing from food, getting a mineral balance, and energy medicine are no longer on the fringes. Almost every day, articles, books, and clinical studies and scientific publications referring to successful medical applications with all kinds of energy and changes in food protocols have been published to find their way into the public eye. Dr. Johnny used to do articles before I did any radio shows through the 80s and 90s. I did articles that appeared in magazines. And lo and behold, many, many people are been repeating the information in those articles. And now we finally begin to understand the so important correlation and dependency between ourselves and the environment we are surrounded by. We're starting to realize that we as human beings are just a tiny part of a perfectly designed natural ecosystem. And we also start believing in the fact that our own existence, our health, and our diseases are inextricably linked to the space we live in. Every fundamental shift in our understanding and in our education and in our personal behavior requires time, interest, knowledge, motivation, evidence, and most importantly, action. Unfortunately, human beings are educated in the fact that one always needs evidence before something works. However, you can counsel 10 specialists, you can read 100 books, you can study 1,000 scientific publications, but unless you do not try and experience it yourself, you will never benefit from any therapy. Becoming a master survivor is the solution America needs and everyone is looking for. Now, folks, I'm having to ask you. I had one listener tell me, "Oh, Dr. Johnny, you're turning your show into an infomercial." I thought I was going to fall out of my chair. You see, before, I didn't do any politics. I didn't, until the vax, until the COVID, my show was strictly about the Master Survivor Program and health issues and how the Master Survivor Program could help. So maybe from the very beginning, it's always been an infomercial because nobody has the Master Survivor Program. I don't copy anybody, and nobody copies me because they can't do it. They don't know how unless they become part of the university. Somebody sent me a text. Let's see if I'm coming in. What do they say? Well, I guess I am coming in. All right. Many times, most people don't know how simple it is to become healthy and to stay that way. My whole program's about the right food, folks. Talk to any of my patients that have stuck with me all these years, and they have a problem. I say, well, okay, I'll send you a couple herbs. Or, wait, start eating more cherries. It just depends on the problem. Food has always been the solution. No other practitioner, no other program does that. No other health practitioner does that. I often use and been asked about the connection between minerals and hormones. And there are big connections between minerals and hormones. But see, the only way we can get our minerals and hormones in the right place, in the right balance, is through the foods we eat, because they got out of balance because of the wrong foods we ate. My whole program is eating the right foods for your chemistry. That's what it's all about. Now, when the COVID came in 2020 and everything, I started reporting on the political situation. You know, a little bit, of course, before that, because I thought that Hillary was going to be president. I think that was the real time I started doing the whole political stuff, because I thought Hillary was going to be president. I really did. Anyway, long story short, a lot of my, you know, that person that says, oh, you just turned it into infomercial. Well, they were a recent listener. See, they just became my listener just in the last year or so. Or whatever. You know, maybe 2 years. But see, it's always been about the Master Survivor Program, and I always bring out one aspect. So again, I'm going to address the issue. I've often been asked, the connection between minerals and hormones. One, you know, and I'll get to that question, but I'll bring you up another specific patient of mine. You know, I told her she had a hormone imbalance. And I recommended certain foods and, you know, getting on the vitamin and supplement schedule, the hair tissue mineral analysis and everything, because we just did that. And it was true, because when you get past a certain point, if your health issues escalate, then it's kind of like the hormones get out of whack. And for women, you know, the PMS is horrible. And for men, you know, they're not, they're gaining too much weight and, you know, they're not getting their testosterone. I mean, you know, not having enough energy, all those things. So, all right, so I'll address it. The connection between minerals and hormones, and one common question is, if minerals are affected by hormones, can minerals in turn affect hormone levels? The answer is yes. But it's more complicated than that. Right now, I will try to make sense of the nonsense. Yes, hormones influence the level of minerals in the cells, blood, and urine, and other tissues throughout the body due to their impact on mineral absorption, excretion, distribution, and redistribution or translocation to various cellular and tissue compartments. Minerals, in turn, can impact hormones by stimulating the endocrine secretions, activity, cellular transport, and tissue binding sites or cellular receptors. The relationship between iodine and the thyroid is well known and is required for thyroid hormone synthesis, but many other mineral hormone relationships exist. Don't you remember for years and years and years, you know, Morton salt? Oh, ours is iodized. You know, we need iodine. If we don't get enough iodine, you know, our thyroid goes downhill really fast and all kinds of other things transpire. So if you ever get Lugol's thyroid, you know, it's a tincture of the iodine. You know, just get a few drops or a little squirt from your bottle every day. That's really going to help you and keep your thyroid in check and keep it from going downhill. It's real important. A double-blind longitudinal study of women suffering from premenstrual syndrome, or PMS, was reported by researchers from the Johns Hopkins Health System. They found significant improvement of PMS symptoms in women who took nutritional supplements compared to those who took no supplements at all. Another study at Baylor Medical College, about an hour and a half from where I live in Waco, Texas, found that women have an abnormal low zinc level during their symptomatic PMS phase. So during the PMS phase, typically women have a low zinc level. Their study suggests that since zinc is necessary for the production and secretion of progesterone, that too little zinc causes a reduction of progesterone during PMS and therefore altering brain chemistry such as the endorphin production. That was that patient I was telling you about that really had problems. I said she had a hormone imbalance. And when she would, you know, part of the problem was she wasn't getting the progesterone. Part of the problem, she probably didn't have enough zinc during the PMS, which is typical. And then her brain couldn't make enough endorphins, which is like the warm, fuzzy, feel-good hormone that you get that keeps you happy, keeps you calm. So when she doesn't have that happen, she gets pain and jittery and irritable. That's why PMS is such a problem for some women. low zinc causes a reduction of progesterone, and then thereby the brain chemistry doesn't produce enough endorphin production, so that warm fuzzy doesn't come true, and you're just stressed all the time. Does that sound like PMS, period? Well, that's what it is. The HCMA has shown, the hair tissue mineral analysis, have shown a zinc deficiency in children of short stature as correlated with low zinc in the blood analysis as well. When these children are supplemented with oral zinc therapy, their growth rate improved along with increased testosterone growth hormone and the semoteramidin C levels. The hair and blood zinc levels increased as well. Needless to say, the nutritional hormone relationships exist. And that hair tissue mineral analysis is so important to keep those levels corrected, because once that zinc level and the copper level and these other levels are in the right proportion that you can only balance with food, your PMS won't be a problem. Needless to say, other nutrient hormone relationships exist, so many, such as vitamin D and parathyroid activity, copper, selenium, and the thyroid, all work together. Why is somebody calling me right now during my show? I'm doing a show right now. Is it important? I guess not. Well, needless to say, other nutrient hormones exist, and I was telling you the copper, selenium, and thyroid are all related. The chromium, zinc, and magnesium, and insulin, pantothenic acid, and adrenal function. You know, the chromium, zinc, magnesium, and insulin, you know, pantothenic acid, and adrenal function, all related to helping the adrenals. Riboflavin is known to affect the release of ACTH by the pituitary gland, which is our governing gland. Iron is required for the synthesis of epinephrine and neuroepinephrine. We also look at the heavy metals when we have our HTMA report. You know, if you want the HTMA report to get that hair tissue mineral analysis, you just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor Program. You scroll down, click on the Master Survivor Program, and you'll see the HTMA number one. It's right there. You can get it with your credit card, or you can send Dr. Johnny a check for $226. And you can keep your hormones, your minerals, all in balance by following the right food schedule provided by that hair tissue mineral analysis based on your biochemistry. We also have to look at the heavy metals and HTMA, because the HTMA gives that heavy metal report, and the patient's retest may show significant amounts were not reported on the initial test. In other words, they were low in the beginning, but then the second test, 6 months later, showed a lot of heavy metals and have different, because most people don't understand, well, Johnny, where am I getting all that arsenic? Where am I getting all that lead? Where am I getting all that mercury? And I tell them, it's coming out of your tissues. It's taking 6 months on the right diet and supplement schedule to get them flushed out. And they flush out, and then they start coming out, and we get them out of your tissues. It's a good thing to get them out of your tissues. That's why they showed up. That's why I said, I can show you right on the test that before and after, what we're doing is working. And I'm showing we're getting rid of your heavy metals. It's right there on the test. Heavy metals have several different storage sites in the body. When exposure to heavy metals or metals occur, the body's first response is an attempt to eliminate it from circulation. However, if there's a high exposure or reoccurring exposure that overwhelms the body's capability to respond in this matter, the metal then is sequestered as much as possible and stored. In this case, they are first sequestered in the tissues or organs such as fat, liver, spleen, and kidneys, etc. Because lead and cadmium are bone seekers, they will eventually be transported and stored in the bones. More than 90% of the lead in the body is found in the bones. They come out much slower. If the exposure to these metals has occurred in the past, a year or two previous years, for instance, the first HCMA may not show significant levels of heavy metals. They will eventually be revealed as the metal is mobilized from the storage sites for elimination. Fluctuation of heavy metals from one test to another can indicate the removal from these storage sites. Our study comparing heavy metals in dental samples to hair mineral levels illustrates the sequestering of heavy metals. Dental samples are collected along with hair samples. We did a comparative analysis. In the lab research, we show a graph of one study showing the cadmium, lead, and aluminum, which are bone seekers, and we can see the high level found in the dental sample. Mercury, not being a bone seeker, would not be expected to be present in significant amounts in the dental or bone tissue, since it has an affinity for soft tissue such as the kidneys or liver. The cadmium content of the tooth in this comparison is almost 5 times the cadmium content of the hair sample, with over 30 times the lead, which means that we still got to keep going with the HTMA diet and supplement schedule to get those deeper areas, to get that cadmium and lead out of the bone and dental areas. Studies of several other comparisons reveal similar findings. When heavy metals are found in the HTMA test results, we will, and I will, with the lab report, going over your consultation, I will help you understand that removing them in specific heavy metal elimination protocol is required, and that's all based on food. Recommendations in the report have taken into consideration that the patient's overall metabolic profile, including heavy metal status. Many practitioners may place a major emphasis simply on the presence of heavy metals from HTMA studies. However, other issues in the mineral pattern may be much more important to deal with. For example, if a patient is showing elevated mercury in conjunction with a severe copper deficiency, a generalized chelation protocol to address the mercury is not recommended. I never recommend a chelation therapy. Only on certain instances would I recommend chelation, but rarely, because that may remove the copper that we never get enough of, further exacerbating the copper deficiency that most people have. In such an instance, dealing with the copper deficiency is more important than dealing with addressing the mercury exclusively. This is one reason why I don't endorse chelation heavy metal detox. Often, heavy metal accumulation or retention occur due to an imbalance in the biochemistry and may be a secondary issue. Also, heavy metal removal from tissues requires an ability of the body to remove it from tissue storage sites. This is by far the best method, letting the body remove them, you know, getting the right food and supplement schedule. The metals are not merely washed out of the tissue, but must be bound to protein lignans that attach to them for mobilization. Detox is protein dependent, folks. If you're a slow one, it says you need 40% of your intake is lean protein so you can get that detox of the metals in your body. It's really important. It has to be bound by those protein lignans to attach them for further mobilization and transport to excretionary organs. Only the right diet can do that. Detoxification, therefore, is protein dependent. The detoxification pathways of the excretionary organ involved must be efficient after the metal is transported to the specific site of removal. So if you have constipation, you're going to constantly recirculate that heavy metal, that toxin that your body's trying to get rid of. So you got to have regular bowel movements every day for this to work. Like I just told you, the detoxification pathways of the excretionary organs involved must then be efficient after the metal is transported to that specific site for removal. It has to get out that little red lane, folks. The liver is the other major excretionary organ, excretory organ for toxic chemicals, as well as excess copper, iron, lead, and cadmium. The kidneys are the major excretionary organs for mercury to some degree, for cadmium and lead. For the ability of the liver and the kidneys are insufficient, then the mobilization of heavy metals from the tissues only lead to more of a burden on these organs. Therefore, the overall ability of the body to mobilize and excrete heavy metals must be addressed. So you got to have clear bowel movements. You got to have regular urinary flow, so more water is important. It's all the case about getting rid of heavy metals and toxins out of our body. That's the name of the game. Get those toxins out, because we're constantly surrounded and, chemtrails. We got toxins all around us in our food and our air and our water. So we got to get rid of them. So do that HTMA. Go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor Program and go to number one, the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and get started. Because this is how we get rid of the heavy metals. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break that's coming up. And it's so important, because with the test, the HTMA, I can show you before and after what we're doing is working. When we see more of those heavy metals coming out, we know that we're doing a good job. I'll be right back after these messages.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hey, check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids, dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no! Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm your host, Dr. Johnny. And I'm going to continue with a little bit more about this study we did with dental samples to the HTMA. And, you know, we took the mineral results from dental samples as well as from hair. And one test illustrates that even though the cadmium was elevated in the HTMA, we would expect the cadmium level to increase as mobilization and excretion occurs. Over the course of therapy, though, the level of cadmium could rise and fall on subsequent tests. This would depend on how much is present in the storage as well as the priority of the body in mobilizing the metal in conjunction with lead. See, some other minerals will throw out the mobilization or slow it down or speed it up depending on what levels they are at. It's all interdependent. Eventually, we would see the level of cadmium fall to within or below the cautionary reference interval. This, of course, would be seen with lead excretion as well, even though the lead may not have been significantly elevated in the initial HTMA test. Our studies show the mobilization of heavy metals. One initial HTMA revealed a slight elevation of mercury as well as the presence of cadmium and lead. The second column showed the impact after 2 months of therapy based on overall metabolic profile of the patient. The elevation of these metals indicate that more was present than indicated in the initial test, the first test, due to their rise during therapy and the body getting it out. Further testing and therapy revealed the reduction of heavy metals as the excess body stores are being eliminated, which is a good thing. And then guess what? People feel better when they get those heavy metals finally out of there. We show in our research the significant mineral patterns found in patients on the initial HTMA, and then the second HTMA will show a new mineral pattern by only following just 2 months of therapy. Now, I'd like to retest everybody in 6 months. That's my general retesting. Dr. Watts there at Trace Elements, he likes to retest every 3 months to four months, sometimes 2 months, but that's, no, I like to go 6 months. Dr. Johnny likes to go 6 months. But one important aspect to note is a significant change in the sodium to potassium ratio. I really talk about ratios during the consultation and I'll tell you why that's so important. And, of course, the sodium-potassium ratio is very important. Initially, sodium-potassium ratio is only 0.56 to 1. With therapy, that ratio increased 300% to 1.66 to 1. Improvement in adrenal activity is essential for proper liver and renal function, protein synthesis, and promoting heavy metal mobilizations and removal. The bottom line regarding heavy metal removal is to let the body do the removal once the patient is following the diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA. And that approach that I've developed for over 40 years, including setting it up with this laboratory, is extremely efficient and safe in the mobilization, excreting, and detoxing of the heavy metals. It also allows the body to prioritize the detox of multiple heavy metals based upon the capability of each individual's unique metabolic status. The dietary recommendations and specific dietary supplement recommendations in the HTMA report is sufficient for heavy metal mobilization and removal in the majority of individuals. By balancing the individual's metabolic profile, heavy metal removal will usually always occur. This process enhances the body's ability to detox rather than trying to force removal of heavy metals, which could be harmful. I would mention the case studies of past heavy metal exposure, and one is of lead toxicity. 5 years later, we reported a case of a war veteran presenting symptoms of abdominal cramps, morning sickness, fatigue, my client jerks, and, you know, progressed over the years. It showed a severity of lead levels, and blood lead levels were not elevated, but symptoms of heavy metal poisoning were present. All those symptoms showed lead poisoning, but yet the blood didn't show it. Biopsies revealed abnormal mitochondria in the liver and kidney tissues. Also, analysis of these tissues revealed lead and uranium levels were up to 100 times higher than the controls. They took tissue samples of, like, the liver and the kidneys, because this guy was in bad trouble. He's a veteran, and this was in Veterans Hospital. But the analysis of the tissues from the kidney and the liver revealed lead and uranium levels up to 100 times higher than any controls, which is extremely toxic. For this individual, chelation therapy to date has resulted in the removal of 12 milligrams of lead. Now, in this case, I would recommend chelation therapy because the lead and uranium are so high. And when he did the chelation therapy, he has resulted in removal of 12 milligrams of lead, which is 20 times higher than the amounts required for toxicity. That's what he removed. 12 milligrams of lead, that's 20 times higher than the amount for toxicity. They got that all out of his body. I'm surprised he was still alive. Another study showed where blood levels of heavy metals after exposure did not adequately reflect tissue concentrations that symptoms can persist for years after exposure. Another case is lead and pregnancy, which is very dangerous. And by the way, on that veteran who had the high levels of lead and uranium, you know, he had some fragments lodged in his body from bombs and so forth, of course, had uranium and lead in them. And, you know, but it didn't show up on the blood test, but it did show up on the hair. I got all kinds of people not coming in. Let's see. All right. What are they saying now? All right. I guess I'm coming in. Another case is lead in pregnancy, which is very dangerous. We often ask about starting and starting rebalancing programs during pregnancy. Some are concerned that heavy metal mobilization may occur during the metabolic rebalancing, because I don't want to go on an aggressive program when somebody's pregnant. I want to wait till after they're pregnant, because those heavy metals will stay in the tissues and won't affect the newborn developing fetus and baby. But if you start mobilizing it and getting it out into the bloodstream, that will affect the baby. So when a woman's pregnant, I advise her, if we show, you know, with the hair test, we show some heavy metals, I advise her to wait or go very slow with her supplement schedule. However, the fact is that even if therapeutic rebalancing is not undertaken, if heavy metals are present within the mother, they can be mobilized during pregnancy anyway. So it's a tough call. These reports describe instances of lead mobilization in two mothers that had ongoing previous lead exposure. The first case involved an ongoing lead exposure in an expectant mother who found that to be anemic during her 23rd week of gestation. Blood lead was slightly elevated, and the mother's lead level was 75 to 85 micrograms per deciliter after the baby was delivered by cesarean section, and the infant's blood level was elevated as well. The source of the lead was from a 15-year-old bullet fragment. So she had a bullet fragment located in her lumbar region. She was a veteran. And another case involved a mother who had been exposed to lead several years prior to conception. During her pregnancy, her blood level increased over 81 micrograms. The increase of lead is due to the increase in bone reabsorption during pregnancy. Generally, lead and other heavy metals within the body can be present to previous exposure, sometimes years previously. It is essential for those who want to become pregnant to be screen for possibility of toxicities. If found elevated, it would be warranted to rebalance the chemistry in order not to improve their health, in general, but to mobilize and excrete heavy metals prior to the conception. So if you want to become pregnant, you know, it might be good to take a hair analysis and see where you stand, and then Dr. Johnny can help you go from there. However, from the present studies, if heavy metals are found during pregnancy, it would be wise to implement therapy in order for them to be excreted, thereby reducing the exposure to the fetus. So we also have elevated heavy metals in hair tissue that's hair reduced and nutritional with, you know, metals that they're reduced in the hair, and so the excess of toxic elements can cause impairments of metabolism, particularly in the presence of nutrient mineral deficiencies. So, you know, in this case, it's heavy metal removal and how heavy metals in their hair reduce when we applied the nutritional supplementation. And so the hair tissue mineral analysis was performed on 120 individuals that included both sexes and supplementation of magnesium and vitamin B6 was implemented in the treatment group and the placebos in the control group. Supplementation was taken for 3 months. A repeat hair analysis was taken, revealed a positive influence as a result of supplementation. So magnesium levels were increased in the hair, along with a significant reduction of heavy metals of the lead and cadmium. Another study showed reduction of hair and red blood cell lead and cadmium following nutritional supplementation. And this study was performed by 174 children to measure the concentrations of the heavy metals, cadmium, and lead, nutritional minerals, calcium, magnesium, copper, zinc, and iron were also tested. The study was performed to establish a relationship between elements in the serum, red blood cells, and the hair. Serum and red blood cell concentrations of lead and cadmium were within the maximum allowable levels, but hair levels exceeded maximum levels. Children were found to have elevated levels of lead and cadmium were supplemented with magnesium and vitamin B6, and as a follow-up test showed a marked reduction in lead and cadmium concentration in the hair and the blood cells. I encourage everyone to take advantage of the full Master Survivor program, folks, which features two laboratory therapies. The first is a hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, to show what heavy metals are doing and what your mineral levels are doing. And you can follow that supplement schedule and get back in balance. And that's number one, and that's the first choice to get started. Also feature the number two, the Total Gut Restoration Kit, to balance your digestive tract, and together for less than $600, it's the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet. This full dietary roadmap is what my patients use, and it comes directly from the labs I work with. It's all available by credit card or with a check to Dr. Johnny on my website, themastersurvivor.com. At the bare minimum, do the HTMA to get the right foods to get you on top of your game. It's so important and so easy. And yes, I'm going to keep telling you about the Master Survivor Program. That's just the way it is. And if anything going on out in the world in politics is going to affect you from doing that, I will report on that as well. So I want to bring you a report right now about the mysterious Jan Harper Hayes. I love this woman. She is wonderful. She's just done a full interview with David Nino Rodriguez, and I took notes, and she's a part of a 12-member Department of Defense task force that is advising a psychological operations team in the Defense Department to help them determine their next moves. And she tells all, you could say she's a whistleblower. She says that a portion of the military that's on the Trump side say that they have been biding their time waiting for the public awareness of the theft of the 2020 election to grow to over 80% of the population before the military will step in and announce martial law. According to her, and I'm telling you, she works for the Department of Defense. She's a member of a 12-member team that supply the Department of Defense, their psychological operations team, how to help them determine their next moves. And right now, they're biding their time, waiting for the public awareness to open up more to than 80% of the population to realize that the 2020 election was stolen. And soon as more than 80% of the population realized that, Then the military announced martial law, and of course Trump will be back in office. Back in August 3rd, she shocked many during an appearance on British television to discuss the recent Trump indictments, in which she claimed that, number one, she is part of the defense Department of Defense Task Force. Number two, she claimed that the U.S. military, particularly the Space Force, has all the evidence of exactly what happened during the 2020 and 2022 elections. And number three, Trump conceded the 2020 elections because he knew if he presented the evidence early on that the 2020 election was stolen, there would have been a civil war, and because he felt people needed to see how bad it was under Biden and wanted to keep the people intact, he thought it best to let people see how bad it is under a Democratic administration of Joe Biden. Number four, she said, Trump's September 12, 2018 Executive Order 13848 was designed to combat foreign interference in U.S. elections with a focus on the 2020 elections. Number five, she said, when Trump walked in the front of Queen Elizabeth as they inspected the Queen's guard, this was optics to tell the world that he was about to bankrupt the U.S. corporation and have the U.S. go back to being a republic. So he broke protocol, walked in front of the Queen all around, and that told the people right away he was the boss, no longer the U.S. corporation. Number six, the U.S. corporation is creation of the 1871 Treaty of Washington, which Dr. Jan described as an association between the U.S. federal government, the Crown, and the Vatican, and that the taxpayers, U.S. taxpayers, have been paying back the associated Civil War era debts ever since. Number seven, she said it took 650 planes to remove the U.S. gold from the Vatican Bank, and the Pope wasn't happy about that. Number eight, Joe Biden is the legitimate president of the Morbin bankrupt U.S. corporation, not the United States of America Republic. A few days after this show was aired, on August 6th, a small account in Truth Social posted on GBN News video just after noon, and then just at 7 p.m. the same day, Donald Trump quoted and quote truthed her post and with a comment, and he said, quote, Dr. Jan Harper Hayes is fantastic, Trump said. Everyone's got to watch her interview on election fraud with the poor sap who got taken apart by her. Thank you, Don Jr., he said, for putting this masterpiece out for the public to see. It's a witch hunt, end quote. She also talked about National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn, and then responded to Trump's Truth Social post saying, such a clear presentation of what we're facing and what we're likely to happen, that MAGA, our freedom, must be guarded. Dr. Jan tells Nino Rodriguez that the Pentagon is very concerned about the state of mind of the public because, and I quote, she says, the military, as you well know, will eventually come into play. She says that there are a total of 12 members in her task force, and their goal is to give the right information to the PSYOP team so they know what to do next. Dr. Jan says she is under contract with the Defense Department, Department of Defense, and that she was asked to join this task force because of her expertise in group dynamics of hostile corporate mergers and acquisitions. She knew how to read the stockholders for the corporate leaders when they wanted to make a forced takeover, you know, a management takeover of a corporation. They hired her to give them the dynamics of their stockholders, and that's why the Defense Department hired her, because she knew how to sense the pulse of what people were thinking out there. She monitors social media through several accounts and writes reports on what she thinks is going on with the awakening and what the obstacles are to people accepting or opening their eyes. She says she has great trust in the portion of the military that's on Trump's side, saying, and I quote Dr. Jan says, "When you think about who Trump put in charge and who knows what's going on, all the way down to the details, it's only 7 people that have all the information, and then, of course, you have the specific generals, and those generals have troops behind them," she says, end quote. Now, Nino asks her if everything that we're watching is all a big show. Dr. Jan says, "The thought crossed my mind all the time, but the deep state keeps failing, which makes her wonder whether or not the 2024 election will even come to pass." She says, and I quote, "I think the only way we can monitor the 2024 election is by seeing how many more truths come out and seeing how many more times, and then evil fails. I don't know what will be the catalyst. That is then going to make the military come out of the closet, because we know that they are operating, but it hasn't been made public yet," end quote. She doesn't see that happening until certain things go wrong, she says, quote unquote, go wrong, such as that they step in and make an announcement that Biden, you know, happened this or that, therefore, you know, we're taking over. Nino plays a clip of General Michael Flynn discussing a scenario where we don't have an election in 2024 due to an undefined black swan event. Nino then asks Dr. Jan if she thinks we're going to see mass arrests and executions. She says she sure hopes it's made public, saying that they've been able to control an enormous amount for a long time, and I think it's going to take something. Well, we won't be able to get rid of Klaus Schwab. We're not going to get rid of some of these people that are attached to him, the young leaders, etc. But she said they still think, because they have control over X amount of things, and because they have all these connections, they think they're immune. They do. And there's an arrogance about them, unquote. Nino asks her about the latest Trump indictment, and she says the fact that the Atlanta District Attorney, Fannie Willis, wants to set trial date for 6 months from now, she says that's a positive thing, because that will be the opportunity for him to subpoena anyone and everything that he needs. This leads Nino to ask whether Fannie Willis is playing along with this, all being a show. And she says she doesn't know, but she sure doesn't understand why Willis indicted 18 others along with Trump, because they each have their own evidence to present. Moreover, the majority of charges aren't even crimes. For example, asking for phone numbers is not a crime. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, said Dr. Jan. You know, asking for a phone number, that's not really a crime. And there's a strong, very strong belief based on evidence that 2020 election was rigged. Because of that, there are several task forces that have come together, as well as full-time employees. And the military would like to know the right time that they are going to take the lead and let the public know, because they don't want the public to freak out, because the concept of martial law has always been like the banana republics. And so she says, I'm waiting for the next phase of education of the public about if the military did this or if the military did that, if the military is going to step in, if there's a riot in a city, etc. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if there's going to be a black swan event. I think we just had one, she said, in Hawaii and Maui. She says, the question is, when can the military take over and finish cleaning up the evil and corruption? Well, folks, I'm telling you, the White Hats are working around the clock. And the U.S. Marines on Friday, August 18th, neutralized a FEMA convoy that fled fire-stricken Lahaina from Honolulu National Park, a 33-acre wilderness and home to the state's highest peak, Mount Haleakala, from where FEMA might have escaped had the Marines not downed their helicopter and sent to rescue the federal brigades. The chase began Friday morning when Marine platoon and FEMA had a shootout in Maui Forest Reserve east of Lahaina Beach. Responding to intelligence reports, the Marines caught FEMA red-handed burying corpses in an earthen grave the feds had excavated with a backhoe. A procession of FEMA agents handled the bodies of men, women, and children out of the M-35 deuce and half cargo truck and just dumped them one after another as federal supervisors stood around smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee and cracking jokes. I kid you not, I can't make this stuff up, folks. The Marines had dismounted a distance away and crept up into the FEMA's AO undetected. FEMA, my source in General Smith's office, would later say, were interested in cracking insensitive jokes about the dead and posting lookouts in the White Hat forces, so they caught them by surprise. The Marines had taken cover in dense foliage in the jungle and behind the trees, and then before they opened fire on the federal forces, a dozen feds fled at once, cut down by streams of Marine fire. Some FEMA screamed in terror, "Don't shoot, don't shoot! We give up," while others unholstered pistols and unsling rifles in a desperate but futile attempt to return fire. Their shots hit only grass and trees. The cowardly agents who wouldn't fight hit the deck and crawled through foliage to nearby vehicles, unmarked SUVs, and armored FEMA mobile command centers. Some found their tires deflated, but a few vehicles survived the assault. The deuce and half driver was shot in the face through the windshield as he keyed the ignition. A dozen other FEMA and FBI embedded among them, because the FBI would put on FEMA uniforms. See, they survived the initial onslaught and fled the gunfire into two SUVs, and the MB-16 Marines and four Hummers gave chase, while the remaining Marines remained behind to mop up the stragglers and recover the dead civilians in the mass grave. The Marines pursued FEMA northeast along Route 36 to the Route 37 intersection of Kalahula, and then southeast to Route 37 toward Pakalina, and then further on precarious swerving road ending up in Haleakala National Park entrance, several hours' drive. My source said Marines did not engage en route due to the risk of endangering civilians. The FEMA dismounted Haleakala Overlook, a cliff overlooking the expansive Kalua crater, and formed a defensive perimeter around their vehicles as the AU-60 chopper in the distance drew near the bluff to pick him up. The Marines, my source said, had requested air support from the Marines Corps base in Hawaii, otherwise known as Kay Bay, in Oahu, but were told to expect a gunship, AH-1Z Viper, and not an extraction bird. The Black Hawk did not respond to Marines' radio calls. FEMA had popped green smoke, universally recognized as friendly forces ready for extraction. As the Black Hawk descended, ready to hover, it was suddenly hit by three grenades fired from a belt-fed MK-19 grenade launcher mounted atop a Marine Hummer. One clipped the rotor mast, the second flew in open door, and smoke and flame engulfed the bird, which tumbled out of the sky and down the Haukala crater. The Viper arrived after Marines returned MK-19 and FEMA's MB-6. Its armor wasn't dense enough to survive severe direct hits. Anyone inside the burned crisp would have died of smoke inhalation or turned to mincemeat. The Marines waved off the tardy birds, saying they controlled the situation. The remaining FEMA agents fell like dominoes. The Marines, my source said, found 113 bodies in the back of the Deuce and Half at the gravesite. Later that night, the 737 loaded with FEMA personnel left the Kailua Airport, destination unknown. White hats not yet done with the FEMA yet in Hawaii. United States Marines on Saturday, this past Saturday, arrested Deputy Administrator of FEMA Eric Hooks on charges of treason, alleging that the 34-page indictment that Hooks and his boss, Deanne Criswell, ordered agents in Maui to deny fire victims flood and water to inhibit civilian relief efforts to stop by any means necessary displacing persons from exiting fire-ravaged Lahaina to dispose of bodies indiscriminately as possible. My source in General Smith's office said they got him right on tape. They got it right there. They were told to do just make a big mass grave and dump them in, burn them if you have to make them look like they died from fire. The arrest occurred on Saturday night at Hook's home in Arlington, Virginia, not far from FEMA's D.C. headquarters. Marine cuffed Hooks while he was sleeping, showing him a military arrest warrant listing charges against him, and carted him off to a holding center for processing. A centerpiece of evidence, my source said, was a typewritten memo bearing Hooks and Criswell's signatures. In it, the text said and encourages FEMA agents and supervisors in Maui to either incinerate or discreetly bury the dead. The memo's sinister language, entomb them deep, it says, quote unquote, entomb them deep, is an emblem and, you know, of FEMA's wanton disregard for human life. I mean, this is horrible. Only Satanists would do things like this. Although no part of the letter specifically tells FEMA in Maui to execute civilians, Marines on the scene had reportedly found 250 bullet-filled corpses whose wounds are consistent with small arms used by FEMA and the FBI. So many of the bodies, 250 of them in the mass grave, had bullets in them. That's how they died, and they threw them in the mass grave. My source said mass grave sites near Lahaina proved that FEMA personnel were following Hooks and Criswell's instructions. As reported on last Sunday's show, caught FEMA operatives putting corpses in the mass graves, and sometimes if they're still quivering, they put a bullet in them. More disturbing, The letter was dated August 5th, 3 days before the August 8th fires began. So this was all planned before the fires even began, meaning that FEMA was either clairvoyant or they were foreknowledge and premeditated the crime. Moreover, FEMA moved 850 Washington, D.C. agents to Honolulu on August 6th, you know, just a few days before the fire, when the fires began on August 8th. Well, they moved from Washington, 850 D.C. agents on August 6th, 2 days before the fire. My source said additional evidence against Hooks would be available at his military tribunal. Creswell, he added, is next on our list. We're closing in on her, and it won't be long. She's been warned. My source said we'll have her soon. As of August 8th, the inferno scorched the tropical landscape, and residents and tourists sought guidance from island officials. Maui's top emergency management official, Herman Adila, had only one key responsibility: to sound the island's 80 siren alarm in a blaring coaxial alarm that would have encouraged confused and injured islanders to once flee and, you know, fire-ravaged areas. He could have triggered the warning from any of the island's civil defense shelters or with a single phone call. While Lahaina burned, Adela was 100 miles away in Honolulu, where he and FEMA Mission Support Associate Administrator Eric Leakey enjoyed poached swordfish and pricey alcohol as if to celebrate a victory, did not call the alarm, did not sound the alarm. They were in the Blue Ocean Seafood and Steakhouse enjoying expensive wine and swordfish. Their repast would be among their last as free men. They were captured too. United States Marines under General Smith's command arrested Adalia Tuesday on treason charges, days after he resigned amid public criticism for not sounding the alarm. Adila defended his decision by saying he feared the public would mistake the siren for a tsunami warning. Meanwhile, he's eating steak at the Ocean Blue Steakhouse. Adala was apprehended by Dillinger Airfield on the northwest tip of Oahu when awaiting the arrival of a Cessna 310 to ferry him out to Kauai for unknown reasons. He reportedly tried to abscond and flee on foot, but was quickly subdued and arrested. According to my source, White Hats have videos showing Adala and Lackey meeting at Lahaina August 6, 2 days before the blaze. I have reported previously that hundreds of FEMA personnel began arriving in Honolulu on that date, suggesting the diabolical agency knew that parts of Maui would soon be ablaze. The footage is definitive. It shows Adila giving Eric Lackey a tour of Lahaina and advising him of where to set up barricades to keep citizens trapped in while becoming a disaster zone to keep people from coming in and to keep people from going out. Most of what we have comes from citizens who escape FEMA's blockade, my source said. Lackey, he added, was apprehended Tuesday night outside the Guanahia Astoria Hotel, where he and 65 subordinates were enjoying a taxpayer-funded vacation of $1,000 a night hotel suites, boozing it up at expensive bars far from the charred remains of their hellish handiwork. FEMA, my source said, had commandeered several luxury hotels and evicted legitimate guests that had reservations to make room for what seemed like a never-ending stream of armed agents, many of whom shed their uniforms and disguise themselves as beach-going tourists once word spread around that U.S. Marines captured Lockheed. Then they put on their civvies and Hawaiian shirts. They took off their uniforms. The Marines, though, had photographs of each FEMA employee and had that had arrived in the Maui Airport since August 6th and were able to identify and capture 65 federal goons wearing Hawaiian shirts trying to flee the hotel by every available exit and crevice. Marines suffered no casualties, though FEMA sustained superficial injuries resisting arrest. Marines, my sources said, are determined to incarcerate or otherwise deal with all agents still in Hawaiian Islands. We know at one time FEMA had 2,500 in Maui. Some got a lot, you know, some got killed, some were captured, some were enemy combatants, and a bunch escaped on airplanes back to the continental United States. There's still plenty more here. They know they're being hunted. My source confirmed that armed forces loyal to the criminal Biden regime had arrived in Maui to support FEMA. This is a bad development, and it seems inevitable that more bloodshed will follow. And folks, I mean, the White Hats aren't giving up. The U.S. and Western authorities are trying to start peace negotiations with Russia and Ukraine and elsewhere. The Russians, for good reason, do not trust the current Western leadership. The problem, however, is that the United States has no intention of ending the conflict, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov explains, noting that their official declared objective is to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. Russian FSB sources and Asian secret society sources say that as much as they would like to reach a peace agreement with the West, centuries of broken promises and ignored treaties mean that the current Western leadership is not to be trusted. They lie, he says. In a recent example, Western leaders like German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that they deliberately deceived Russia over the 2014 Minsk agreement in order to buy time to build up Ukraine military. Their plan is to conquer Kazakhstan, reestablish the Khazarian Empire, and to destroy Russia, multiple sources all agree. Russians know they're dealing with the Satan-worshipping religious fanatics who can only be stopped, you know, not reasoned with. In other words, the only solution they see to the ongoing crisis in Ukraine is a regime change in the West. The non-Western BRICS alliance leaders will be meeting, and, you know, they already came to an agreement this week, and already the dollar is going to be falling. It's getting weaker and weaker. The American media don't want you to know all that. Soon, 50 other countries are going to be joining BRICS, including Indonesia, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey. Saudi Arabia has already joined. Most of the Mideast have already joined. And it's just a matter of time before the dollar falls. And when the dollar falls, then the whole satanic operation will fall as well, because it's all based on U.S. dollars. So I'm telling you, folks, when countries like Guyana are trying to become truly independent of France, the departing French look like, and you know, took all their property with them, you know, because Africa is getting freed, you know, most of Africa is going to join in on the BRICS, you know, Kenya joined, Guyana is going to join, they're all ditching the dollar. This time, though, Russians and Chinese, as well as the rest of BRICS, are all working together to liberate Africa. In other words, if the French or even the Pentagon try to move against the new government in Niger, you know, in other parts of Africa, they will be facing Russia and possibly Chinese troops. The Chinese, by the way, appear to have all sorts of new secret weaponry, and they'll be able to deploy that at any time possible. They're going to protect Africa, and they got the Russians on board. So the U.S. Satanic Corporation just can't do a thing about it. The dollar will soon fall. Not only that, but the new Khazarian Mafia military economic campaigns are about to start or have already settled in Korea, Taiwan, Japan, and Syria, and former Yugoslavia and Argentina and elsewhere. This is where they're planning the new theater, Korea and Taiwan and Japan, Syria and former Yugoslavia, Argentina as well. The situation in Korea is one that most likely would cause serious trouble for the current Khazarian Mafia-controlled Western power structure. Speaking at the above-mentioned Russian Arms Fest, North Korea Defense Minister Kim Sam-young said, "Now the question is not whether a nuclear war on Korea Peninsula breaks out or not. The question is how or when. Who unleashes it? When will it be unleashed?" They said North Korea government sources say now they have over 100 nuclear weapons of various sorts that they're going to issue an ultimatum to the United States and liberate South Korea, and they can threaten New York, they can threaten Washington D.C. or Silicon Valley. The Koreans are ready to abandon major population centers and move into nuclear shelters in preparation for a nuclear showdown, the U.S. sources say. The ultimatum will be the real reason why. The White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says, "We're willing to sit down," he says, "and negotiate with North Korea without preconditions." So you know they got him by the balls. The whole Biden administration, when they threaten to take out Washington or Silicon Valley, they got them by the balls. So they're saying, "We'll negotiate, no preconditions, whatever you want, we'll negotiate." The North Koreans are demanding the reunification of the Korean Peninsula, with the supreme leader, Kim Jong-un, becoming the new emperor-style ruler of all of Korea. And, you know, interestingly enough, in South Korea, they're for it. Most South Koreans, I'm talking more than 60%, are all for it, reuniting South Korea and kicking out the United States influence. The push by North Korea to liberate the South is being coordinated with planned moves in Japan and Taiwan, Asian secret society sources say. One Japanese underworld source says that the military coup in Japan and electoral coup in Taiwan is more likely than an actual war breaking out. Other sources predicted the night of long knives to eliminate Khazarian mafia lackeys in their countries. The moves in East Asia, Africa, and elsewhere will take place around the same time as Russian offensive will retake the entire Black Sea coast and move as far as Serbia, Russian FSB sources say. The military push is being coordinated with more systematic exposure of Western crimes in Ukraine. For example, the Western propaganda media failed to mention that Russian soldiers last week discovered a mass grave of the remains of raped and tortured women and children in the forest near former positions of Ukrainian armed forces. The Polish sources say the gangster Polar Kaminski wanted in Poland for fraud is a high commander for the International Legion in Ukraine. He's working with Luzinski. He's responsible for numerous abuses, and his orders are described by soldiers as suicide missions. That's to wipe out all the males. That's what his mission was. Soldiers from the International Territorial Defense League of Ukraine say they were reporting abuses by their commanders to Ukrainian law enforcement for a long time. Their written testimonies have reached the parliament and desk of President Zelensky. However, the text shows that the soldiers saw no reaction to, from the authorities, but they turned in to journalists as well as the last resort. So we know what they said. They knew that their soldiers were being sent to be killed to eliminate all the males in Russia. The Russians have already proved and provided the UN with over 2,000 pages of evidence of bioterror and other war crimes. As the Indian news source reports, Russia has made public allegations suggesting that Big Pharma and certain individuals within the United States deep state orchestrated the COVID-19 pandemic with the intention of global domination. They have named figures like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, George Soros, Bill Gates, etc., by presenting evidence of the Khazari Mafia war crimes to the BRICS nations. Russia is getting an international backing for a new military campaign in Syria and the Mideast against Pentagon forces deployed in the region. So in other words, Khazari Mafia control West will be facing simultaneous military pushes in Africa, East Asia, Europe, and the Mideast, and possibly Latin America. May the games begin. It's all happening, folks. Military pushes are being coordinated to eliminate the Khazari Mafia and bankrupt them forever and get rid of these satanic leaders that have held down our world for over a couple thousand years, if not more. And I'll tell you more when I come to next week's show. I encourage everybody to stay tuned to my show and hear about the new developments, because it's going to be moving fast, folks. I'm telling you, it's going to be moving fast. So be ready. Become a master survivor and be ready for all the action. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.